Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
101.3 KDWB.
Well, there are so many dumb criminals all around the world, but Fallon does some very, very aggressive detective work find the best dumb criminals.
Yes.
So she can present felonies, and here she is today.
Well, this one, I mean, I don't know if Drake relates to this. This is a gamer. Just absolutely, I mean, who butt dials anymore? But he butt dialed the cops, and here's the audio.
I was sitting down on my couch playing Rainbow Six Siege. All of a sudden, we're in the middle of a match, and I killed two people. I got two kills, and after that, I died. I see a call on my phone, 911. No more than 2 minutes, my dog started barking at the front door, and so I look out there, and there's four police patrol cars out there.
I was playing the game, and I got butt dialed the phone.
Okay.
That was my bad.
Sure?
What? No. It's only me home.
So he basically was talking about his kills and confessed to a double homicide, but it was because he was gaming and didn't know he butt dialed 911, so they thought they heard a confession.
Yeah.
That would haunt me because, yeah, like, you do say that type of stuff when you are, you know, playing those games.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, and one more felony. A 20-year-old woman said that at about 10:45 p.m. on December 24th, a man in his early 20s walked up to her in a gas station and started flirting with her, and she ignored him, but he wouldn't stop, so she was like, I'm not interested, and walked outside. The guy followed her out, begged for her number. She refused. She's like, I have a boyfriend, and said, have a good night. That's when he decided to rob her. He demanded her purse while holding his hand inside his pocket in a way that suggested he had a gun. He snatched the purse and said, where's your boyfriend now? Walked back to the vehicle, drove off, and the man was caught on surveillance cameras, but the police are still trying to locate him. So that's awful.
Uh-huh.
So awful. There are your felonies brought to you by OVO, LASIK, and Lens. And now, your last chance with us, but it goes all day, at Vikings Tickets. On-field tickets to see Ludacris at this Sunday's game.
Caller 10. KDWB. Wins a pair of Vikings playoff tickets along with field access to the Ludacris halftime performance.
What up, man? This is Ludacris.
651-989-KDWB.
My headphones went out.
Oh, okay. I was like, your microphone's still on, Valen.
I know.
Don't
it's
talk.
Like, Jenny, push the button. Jenny, push the button. Your chance to win. We're doing it all day long. It's Football Friday. Two times every hour. People keep asking. So two times every hour, close to 5 after, close to 40 after. But this is your chance. If you're caller 10 right now at 651-989-KDWB, we're going to get you our last pair of tickets that we have.
Yeah, but don't fret because 10:05's not too far away.
It's really
and that'll
not.
Be your next chance. But while we're waiting for a winner, I do have to let everyone know because it's been really gross outside and Holiday Station Stores does have this new unlimited wash members where they can buy a single wash and get a whole month of unlimited washes free. So those are for new unlimited wash members.
Members, okay.
So go get your car wash. Mine is not filthy, you know what I need to do, though, is like I need to scrape the backup camera because I couldn't see getting into the garage and I already backed up into my garage door once and like made it a little janky. Can't do that again. So
no.
I need to like do a little spit take on my on my thumb and then.
Or just go get a car wash at Holiday
That's
Station.
That works as well.
Yes.
Okay. We do have our winner and I believe her name is Molly.
Molly, hi. Good morning.
Yay. Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Molly, have you been trying all morning?
I have. Oh, my God.
Well, you don't have to try anymore. You're going to go to the game on Sunday. You're going to go. You're going to walk on the field. You're going to be able to, like, lay on that field and sniff it, sniff where they've just been running around, and then you can stand up and watch Ludacris.
I'm so excited. I'm going to bring my son because it's his birthday this month.
Oh, don't do that because then you'll never live up to this ever again for his birthdays.
No.
All right. All right. Have fun. Thank you so much
for
listening. Yes. Congratulations. We'll be back in just a second with our final final, if I can spit the words out, Dave's dirt of the day. Who rejected Coachella, leaving Bad Bunny and Blackpink as the headliners this year? And more coming up in Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
So we did all the work for you. Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
This weekend is a Lewis Capaldi text in to win weekend. Just wanted to give you a heads up on that. Because see, we never stop giving away stuff here on KDWB. But we do have a contest page because I know not everyone can call in all the time. So we try to, you know, make it give opportunities to everyone. So you can go to kdwb.com, keyword contest, for your chance to win tickets to see Lewis Capaldi, Ed Sheeran, Blink 182, and more. And also, I wanted to mention this because I just saw E. White post this, and it's so cool he does this. He does Puck Patrol, and he basically goes out, because we are the state of hockey, every week, and he goes to high school hockey games. And it's really cool. And he like gets them all amped. And you could be a part of that. If you know a school, maybe you're part of a school and you want the KDWB crew with E. White to head out to your next hockey game. Tell us why. And you can tag him on social media. It's E. White on the mic.
Those games look so wild. Like we didn't, hockey wasn't Wisconsin sport.
Not Indiana either.
But
yeah.
Football was. And so I would say comparably the football stands were to what the hockey stands are that E. White does. But I just watch him get them all riled up. I mean, they get themselves riled up.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm like, oh, that's such good energy for a game.
It is.
I love it.
It looks so fun. We do have our winner. We probably heard a second ago for the Vikings tickets, but your next chance will be around 10:05 this morning, which is also at 10. You're going to hear the new Miley Cyrus song. Here's a little teaser of what you're going to hear. The new song from Miley, we're playing every other hour, is called Flowers. I can buy myself flowers. Getting me hyped for her new album because that's a very pop song. And she did like, she did kind of hip hop pop. Then she went to kind of like this, like oldies kind of pop. Then she went to rock. And now this feels more just solid pop. We'll see. I love Miley Cyrus. I mean, her voice is phenomenal. Also, since it's New Music Friday, new music from Ava Max. It's called One of Us. And a new one from Sam Smith. This one's called Gimme. 4 years of watching us, giving me such a rush. When I'm crazy and done, don't know. Give me what I want. Give me what I want. So I guess they actually did ask Justin Bieber to be the headliner for Coachella, and he turned it down. If you remember, he abruptly quit his Justice World Tour twice last year. So it's understandable why they did leave a spot open for him in 2024 if he wants to. But, of course, we've already announced Bad Bunny and Blackpink are the headliners for that. Sad news yesterday came out. Man, it was so sudden because she was just at the Golden Globes. But Lisa Marie Presley passed away at 54 years old. It's just such sad news. I mean, she has, obviously she has kids in any way, but she has 14-year-old twins. And it's just, it's really heartbreaking. I watched a ton of footage of this, of course, because I'm on Swift Talk on TikTok.
Yeah, what do you got?
But Taylor Swift did her first live performance of Antihero. She surprised everyone at the 1975 concert in London, and she came out. But it was so cool because she's like, I'm going to sing this song. If you know the words, sing along. And it was not her concert, and the entire crowd sang along. It was pretty cool to see.
I did actually see a video, but I honestly didn't know if that was like a recent thing or if she's done that in the past. So I didn't know if it was a new video, but I did see one last night. And it was also funny because almost every single person had their phone out.
Yeah.
Almost every single one was recording it in like a pretty big stadium.
Or oh, for sure.
Whatever you want to call it.
Well, oh yeah, it was the O2 Arena. So that's
huge.
I
think it was a stadium.
And then she did a couple of actual like the 1975 songs too. She's been a fan of theirs for years. And I think that Matt, the lead singer, even said they worked on some songs for Midnights, which didn't end up being on Midnights. Yeah. So, which I'm surprised about, but she is a big fan of theirs. New movies this weekend, of course, well, it's not new, but Megan is still in theaters and Avatar. Those are going to be the big ones. There's a new one with Gerard Butler, action adventure called Plane. And there's The Man Named Otto with Tom Hanks. That's like a heartwarming one. And then a reboot of the 90s comedy classic called House Party. But this is funny. It's a pair of janitors who throw parties at LeBron James's L.A. mansion without asking permission from the NBA player, which sounds pretty funny.
So,
the Dave's Dirt, by the way, brought to you by Paul Bunyan Plumbing and Drains. Do you guys have any plans this weekend? What are you up to?
Yes. I am going to play kickball on ice.
Okay, that sounds dangerous.
It does. I'm actually not entirely sure how it works, but our friends, like okay. The captain of one of my kickball teams I've been on, he and his wife have a house on the lake, so they're hosting kickball on ice.
Be careful, Jenny. Oh, I just know. Are recovering Listen, from wrist surgery.
Trust me, I know. I'm bringing puppy chow. I'm probably going to stay by the snack stable most of the time. I'm not really trying to go hard and like win because like of my competitive nature. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to go to have fun. So that's my main event this weekend. What about you, Drake?
I am actually going to make a, not an opportunity. I'm going to try to hang out with people this weekend.
Oh, good for
I'm going to try and
Who are you going to hang out with?
Anyone specific, or are you just going to walk out in front of your apartment and look for people?
I have people hit me up on Instagram all the time. They're like, hey, we're downtown if you want to come out with us and whatnot. And I feel bad, but I just like, I don't do it because I'm streaming or something. So I'm going to try and go out.
Well, the good news is you have one extra day to try to be social this weekend with the 3-day weekend ahead of us.
Do it, Drake.
I'm going to.
Fallon, you're heading out to Philly and New York, right?
I've never been to Philly, so I'm going to Philly. My friend Raven lives there. So we're going to just like kind of chill tonight. Then in the morning, we're taking a train to New York, doing New York stuff. We're going to see a Broadway show, come back to Philly, experience some Philly vibes. And then, yeah, come back Monday, ready for the show on Tuesday.
I feel like I kind of made a rule with myself that I get too exhausted on trips like that now that like I can't wing it, because I used to do like the long weekends and just take like a day off or do the holiday weekends, but I'm just getting old. It's so exhausting.
It's the only benefit is I do know that Raven is also lazy like me to a degree. Our friend Harry's coming. She sent like a full itinerary. I'm talking about broken down by the minutes.
Yes.
Including how long it'll take to walk from each place. I'm like, wait, we're walking somewhere that's a 21-minute walk? I don't know. So we'll see how I'll be like, I think I'll be offering to pay for the Uber everywhere.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, you're so lazy. Oh, yeah, guilty. But whatever you're doing, maybe you're going to the Vikings game, Skull Vikings.
Woo!
Good luck. Don't forget, your next chance to win tickets to that game and to see Ludacris at halftime, you get to go on the field. It's coming up at 10:05. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to 101.3.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.